from KQED.
And now we turn to the story of another immigrant in limbo, not because he arrived in the U.S. without papers. In fact, he came with a green card, but he made one bad decision that changed his life forever.
It was totally out of character. You know, I mean, it was a real jumbled bad time.
So here's the story. Daniel Meyer was born in Macau, a former Portuguese colony near Hong Kong. When he was three, he and his parents came to the San Francisco Bay Area. They moved around a lot, and it was hard to make friends. As a teenager in San Jose, Daniel fell in with a crowd he says were nerds, smart kids, but also misfits. After graduating high school, some of those friends cooked up a wild plan to rob drug dealers.
And I think what made it easier for me to go along with it was the fact that we were actually going after drug dealers, people that were preying on others. So that was our way of rationalizing what we did. Yeah, clearly that didn't work out very well for me. But yeah, I totally regretted it afterward.
Daniel was charged with a felony, convicted of armed robbery, attempted kidnapping. He was 21, sentenced to 11 and a half years in prison.
So with good behavior, I got out a little over 5 years, I think, when it was all said and done.
But he wasn't free because he wasn't a U.S. citizen. He could have applied for citizenship when he turned 18, but he was too distracted. And that cost him big time. From prison, he was sent to an immigration detention center. It was a shock. Daniel thought of himself as American. But to the U.S. government, he was a violent immigrant felon. They wanted to deport him. And here's where it gets complicated. Years after Daniel's family immigrated, Macau became part of China. So the plan was to deport him to China, even though he doesn't identify as Chinese.
From what I understand, they're just going to drop me off in China somewhere.
But China doesn't have an agreement to accept deportees from the U.S. So Daniel got released after a year and a half. This was back in 2001. They took away his green card, but as long as he kept checking in with immigration officials, he could get a temporary work permit. Today, the 43-year-old Daniel I meet, the one with the close-cropped hair, the big, easy smile, doesn't seem like someone who spent time in prison.
I think I used to walk around with a scowl, you know, just not anymore. I can't even picture that life anymore.
Today, Daniel has worked his way up to directing the fleet of trucks at the Ecology Center in Berkeley. It's one of the most sophisticated local recycling centers in the country. He trains at-risk youth in green-collar jobs and on the evils of plastic.
Yeah, we can collect everything, but you know, what's going to be done with it? Is it going to turn into fuel for somebody's cook fire? Is it going to be filling out the river and turning to toxic materials?
Daniel's co-workers at the Ecology Center, like Hans Cook, know all about his past.
He's living a good, honest life, the American dream, you know? Give a man another chance. He's already proven himself. How long you been out now?
Oh, wow.
12 years or something?
2001, so 16 years?
16 years without a crime. I would say that would speak for itself.
But it's not that simple. Daniel could still be deported. In fact, 2 years ago, ICE agents came looking for him right here at the recycling center.
This was the last thing on my mind. I didn't have any reason to believe that something in the past would come back to haunt me like this.
Daniel got caught up in a sweep of Chinese nationals. At that point, the U.S. had agreed to help China extradite people for prosecution, some of them corrupt government officials.
They put me in a holding cell, essentially no food, no water for 24 hours.
Then they transferred him to a private detention center in Southern California. His family had no idea where he was.
You know, if you're really in that system, it's a twilight zone.
One day, representatives from the Chinese government came to interview him.
They pretty much shook their heads, like, what are we going to do with this guy? He doesn't speak the language. He's definitely not one of the corrupt government officials we're looking for.
After a lot of advocacy from his co-workers at the Ecology Center, his lawyers, and even some elected officials, Daniel was released from detention after 3 months. But he's still in limbo. ICE knows he's here. They just don't know what to do with him.
No.
Yes.
No.
Daniel lives with his fiancée, Katrina. She's not a citizen either. and her 7-year-old son, Kyle, who's so excited to have Daniel as a stepdad.
I asked him, I said, what do you want for your present, you know, on your birthday? He's like, I want a dad. And I said, where are we going to get a dad, you know? And then he's like, Toys R Us. And I said, how much do you think is a dollar? So he's always wanted a dad.
Kyle, can you start from the beginning? A scout is?
Daniel's helping Kyle get ready for a Cub Scout meeting.
Trustworthy, loyal, helpful.
But Daniel's still on edge. He could be detained again at any time, even though there's no place to send him. But what if things change?
It's on my mind all the time. I have all these plans, a lot of things that I want to get done. Is it going to be interrupted? Now I have to make it easier for somebody else to take over my life if I'm not there.
Daniel's given Katrina a schedule of all his bills, and he always has money in his pocket so he could buy a toothbrush or a phone card if he gets put in detention again. There is one possible solution for Daniel, but it's a long shot. He's petitioning the state court to reduce his 23-year-old felony charge to a misdemeanor. If that works, he could ask for a pardon from the governor, and that might mean he wouldn't be deported.
You know, I understand the underlying reasoning behind deporting violent felons. It's just, does one moment in time justify changing a person's life for the long term? Or can we change it for the better, give that person a second chance because he's shown that he's changed? I'm all for that second chance.